The transmission lines would go north from Turkey Point right up Dixie Highway to Miami through Pinecrest, South Miami, and Coral Gables. The towns have been fighting the project for years, fearing that the 100-foot power poles would destroy their quality of life and their property values. Pinecrest Mayor Cindy Lerner said her town is full of angry people.
Property owners like Ed Williamson Cadillac, who spent a fortune to build a state-of-the-art, gorgeous Cadillac dealership. Those monstrosities would destroy it.
During a two-hour hearing, mayors and city attorneys begged the cabinet to defer or deny FPNL's application or require it to bury the cables underground. South Miami Mayor Philip Stoddard said his city is expecting to lose a yearly $360 million in economic activity.
You, Governor Scott, ran as the jobs governor. You have before you the opportunity to save a lot of jobs with your decisions here.
The governor and his cabinet had few questions during the hearing. Just before the unanimous vote of approval, Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam said 2,200 megawatts of emission-free nuclear power would be of tremendous value to the state that relies too much on fossil fuels.
That's the type of thing that we're going to have as part of what I think we have to have is an overall all-of-the-above energy strategy.
But nothing will change anytime soon. FPNL still needs federal approval for the plant expansion and several years of construction and testing after that. It's expected the new reactors will be online sometime in 2024. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.